talk. This is The Game, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Kit Branch. And so this week we've got a pretty jam-packed show, and we're going to try to get through it without any mention of UGA football. That's what we're going to try to do.
Oh, man.
With Kit Branch, that's easier said than done.
Are you serious? Come on now.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting. Hunting season, not really here right now, but it sure is fishing season.
It is fishing season.
Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting has everything that you could possibly need in the Old Waves building across from the St. Simon's Island Causeway. Get in there. 912-275-7017. You can email us old school, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. We went on the air while we were trying to decide what the trivia question was, so we don't officially have one, so right here on the spot, we're going to make up a trivia question. If you call and get it right, you're going to get a free The Game t-shirt as well as a $25 gift certificate to Bramelli Boys. You're going to get two for one.
That sounds like a good deal.
Kip, what's the trivia question, man? It's your week.
It's my week.
Kip and I take turns every week.
It's my week.
No one's gotten a Kip trivia question right.
The trivia question for the week. How many times did the Lakers and the Celtics meet in the finals in the 1980s?
Perfect. How many times did the Lakers and the Celtics meet in the NBA finals in the 1980s? That ties us in perfectly to our very first segment, which, of course, is NBA finals.
NBA finals.
Just in case you missed it, the Warriors and the Cavs will be playing in the NBA finals. And if you're not an NBA fan, even if you are an NBA fan, you got to be shocked that that's the finals, right? That's sarcasm.
No, it's not no shock at all. I mean, these are the two best teams in basketball. You could have just canceled the regular season and just...
And the playoffs.
And the playoffs and just maybe let them play like a 35 games and see who wins the most or something along those lines.
That would have probably been more entertaining than the 82-game regular season.
Yes, it would have. I mean, really, I used to be a big NBA fan back, you know, growing up.
Are you going to throw out Dominique Wilkins references here?
No, I'm not, because you know how I feel about the Hawks.
Okay.
Never been a Hawks fan.
Okay.
Always was a bad boy Piston fan. That was my team, the Pistons.
What's up with you and Detroit teams?
Those are my teams.
Huh. Okay.
But Isaiah Thomas, the real Isaiah Thomas, not this imitator they have in Boston right now, those teams.
Imitator.
Those teams were some good teams in the late 80s. Knocked the Celtics off the throne in the Eastern Conference, by the way. And then the Bulls had to learn how to beat the Pistons, and they did. And so they took over.
Warriors-Cavs, the third time in a row that these two teams have played in the NBA Finals. By the way, that's never happened.
Never happened. We looked it up before the show. I would have thought that the Lakers and the Celtics, they played a lot in the NBA Finals over the years, but they have never played 3 years in a row the same teams, and that's a first.
Golden State, they are huge favorites in the finals, like huge favorites. Most folks are saying Golden State in five games. This is the same Golden State team plus Kevin Durant that lost to this same Cleveland Cavalier team last year in seven. Granted, Cleveland had to come back from a 3-1 hole to pull that out, and then LeBron James had to make a miraculous block at the end of that game in Game 7, then Kyrie hits that shot. Kevin Durant, obviously not on that Warriors team last year. Now he is. You got to think he's probably going to be a huge difference. But Warriors in five? Warriors in five?
Apparently, the people that are saying that have not watched Cleveland dismantle the Eastern Conference in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's not much to that, though.
But they weren't even the top seed. And then come playoff time, they just have just turned it up a notch. That beating they put on Boston three times in Boston is just insane, the blowout wins they had in Boston.
The worst number one seed in the history of number one seeds, the 2017 Boston Celtics.
Well, I said that too, but somebody reminded me when I took a work trip this weekend talked to a big NBA fan while we were in the hotel, and he reminded me, oh, you're from Georgia, right? Yeah, I'm from Georgia. What about the 2015 Hawks who got swept by the Cavs? Lisa Celtics won a game.
Oh, hmm. So you're saying that the Celtics' number one seed better than the Hawks' number one seed in 2015.
The Cavs swept the Hawks in four, and then the Celtics somehow squeezed one out in Cleveland and took it to five games. I don't know, but that was an interesting debate topic in Haiti this week.
Hmm. I'm going to disagree with that because I think that the Hawks team won 70 games, didn't they?
They won 60 games.
60 games? Okay, yeah. They won 60 games.
Right.
Yeah, there's no way they won 70. They won 60 games.
And got swept in the Eastern Conference Finals by the Cavaliers. Swept. But, you know, you can have the argument and say, well, at least some of those games were competitive, whereas four out of the five in the Cavs-Celtics series were not competitive because they were just – the three in Boston were just in just crazy blowouts, insane. But as it goes to the NBA Finals, I like Golden State. I actually like them better as, you know, as a fan than I do the Cavs. But, man, when Kevin Love and Irving and LeBron are all on their game, they're hard to deal with. So – I'm going to say the Warriors in seven.
Warriors in seven. You know what? I'm going to say Cavs in four. I think the Cavs sweep the Warriors out of the finals. Look, LeBron James is the best player on the planet.
He is.
LeBron, like, think about this.
Yep.
The Miami Heat, all those finals appearances. Now he's in Cleveland, all the final appearances, and the couple of finals appearances that he had when he was in Cleveland before he went to Miami. LeBron James is his own dynasty. It's the LeBron James dynasty in the Eastern Conference. Wherever he is, that team is going to play in the NBA Finals. He's the best player on the planet. He made an absurd play last year in Game 7 of that game to win them that basketball game on the defensive side of the floor.
Didn't you just say a couple of minutes ago that that's not saying much in the Eastern Conference?
Yes.
Well, LeBron's whole career has been in the Eastern Conference.
My point.
Okay. So I don't think LeBron makes all these finals appearances if he's in the Western
Conference. But he's smart enough to sign contracts with teams in the Eastern Conference where he doesn't have to worry about the Western Conference. He just goes and plays in finals.
So it's a business decision.
How many years in a row has LeBron been in the finals now?
It's been a bunch.
Four? Okay, so we had four in Miami.
Right.
Okay, we've had now three in Cleveland, so that's seven in a row. And then I think two in Cleveland before that, or at least one.
How many NBA Finals has he won? How many has he been in, and how many has he won? We got to look that up.
Okay, he was in four with Miami. He won two of those. So it was two and two in Miami. He's been in two in Cleveland, and he's one and one there. So he's...
And he was... He took Cleveland to the finals 1 year before he went to Miami, right? When San Antonio beat the brakes off of him.
And lost.
So he is, what, 3-4 or 5?
3-4.
Okay. Well, Michael Jordan was 6-0 in the finals.
Yeah, and Jordan went to 6 NBA finals. LeBron's been to 7.
But Jordan's 6-0.
LeBron's a better player.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go. 912-267-0248.
Second Amendment Firearms Emporium announces their huge Memorial Day blowout sale. Ammunition and accessories 10% off. All guns marked down as low as they can go, just a few dollars above cost. And it gets better. If you say we sent you, you get an additional 5% off all ammo and accessories. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road across from Fletsy, 262-0188. Or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game.
This segment brought to you by Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, Kip Branch. 912-275-7017, the number to get your calls in. The trivia question is,
how many times did the Lakers and Celtics meet in the NBA Finals in the 1980s?
Okay. The Hawks never played in the NBA Finals in the 1980s, and so they just made a huge move as far as their front office goes. They've been looking for a general manager. They have found a general manager. I like this hire. I think of the options that they had, which I didn't like a lot. I didn't like their options, but the options that they had, this is probably the best hire they could have made with what they had to choose from. By the way, this segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply and Crystal Pools. Grass cutting season, man.
It is.
Brunswick Mower Supply is going to help you out.
And it's going to get hot. Hope you have a riding lawnmower.
I do. I do. Go ahead.
The Hawks. Yeah. Are they going to get better? We're talking in, but we've been, this NBA's kind of just taken over so far.
That's never happened for this show, by the way. We've never had two NBA segments on the show.
Are the Hawks going to get better soon? I mean, really, we're talking about the Warriors and the Cavs 3 years in a row.
And for LeBron, it's like 7 years in a row. Are the Hawks going to get better? I think that the Hawks are in that position to where I've never been a big fan of, oh, well, this isn't working. We're not winning championships, so let's blow it up and start over. I've never been a big fan of that. I just think that logic just doesn't make sense to me. If you're winning, you should add a piece to help you get over the hump rather than just completely blowing it up and start over. But the thing is with this Hawks, I think that actually might make sense in this situation because they've been to the playoffs 10 straight times. And every year, it's pretty much the same situation to where they're kind of a middle-of-the-road team, and they're not in the bottom end, so they're not getting high. They're not getting high draft picks. They're picking in the middle of the first round, so they're not getting impact players to come and help them. And they're not at the top end, so they're not winning NBA championships, and they're just kind of in this rut. So I think blowing this thing up wouldn't be a bad idea.
I mean, and they go out on the free agent market and sign Dwight Howard.
I think that was more of a PR move to try and get some ticket sales and some interest in the team. That was, and you know, keep in mind, That was pretty much off the heels of the losing to the Cavs in the finals. And
so Dwight Howard was going to get them over the hump.
No, I don't. Again, I don't think that anybody really thought that. I think that this was, that signing was more of a PR move because Dwight was from Atlanta, and it was, let's sell tickets and jerseys and get folks in the door.
Phillips Arena, you know, when you do tune into a Hawks game, you know, sometimes I channel surf and it lands on the Hawks channel. Phillips Arena doesn't look filled too many nights in Atlanta.
Ever. Well, they've hired Travis Schlink. And if you're not familiar with Travis Schlink, he was the assistant general manager over at Golden State. Well, obviously, Golden State is now playing for another NBA championship for his third straight year. So he's been a part of that. But the thing with Travis Schlink, again, like I said, I don't really like the options they had. This is probably the best one they could have done. He wasn't the general manager. He was the assistant general manager, which means that at the end of the day, he wasn't the one pulling the trigger on these moves that make Golden State what they are.
He was kind of in a consulting kind of role to the final decision.
I'm assuming. I mean, sure, yeah. He probably had some influence and he probably had some key perspective and his opinions mattered. I'm quite positive of that. But he wasn't the end-all, be-all guy that pulled the trigger.
So he can come to Atlanta and bring in a free agent like Kevin Durant or somebody like that that's going to help turn the franchise around.
That would be amazing if he could do that, because really that's what Atlanta needs. If you're not going to blow it up, then you need to sign. Paul Millsap's not the answer for the Hawks taking that next step. If he walks, so be it. Let him go. You need a player like Kevin Durant. You need that elite guy. And if you can't get him via free agency, then you need to blow it up and try to get him via the draft. You've got to get that guy in there.
There's some big-time free agents out there this year, like a Blake Griffin, like a Chris Paul, players like that that can help a franchise. Will the Hawks spend money? I guess I'm just going to be blunt. Will the Hawks spend money to get better?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they will.
We'll see.
Why would they not? They went out and signed Dwight Howard.
Because they're the Hawks. I mean, that's they're the Atlanta Hawks. That's what they do. They just build. They get you to the point where you jump on board, and then they let you down.
Look at that contract that they gave to Kent Bazemore in the offseason, who's not worth that kind of money that they gave him. And then, of course, you know, there's more TV money that's going around now as well, because that new TV deal got signed and everybody got a pay increase because that contract's so ridiculous. So will they spend money? Yes. Why? Because the money is there to spend because of the new TV deal. That's why.
I remember right after the Super Bowl, I mean, I'm kind of going to tie it all together here.
Okay.
This old fan called in on talk radio in Atlanta, and it made its headway through all the social media. He said, when I die, I want two Braves players, two Hawks players, and two Falcons players to be my pallbearers so they can let me down one more time. That's what they do in Atlanta.
Well played. This segment is brought to you by Catch 228, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and by Mateos. By the way, Mateos has an app. You don't even have to call there anymore. You can just get on your phone, your iPhone, your Android, download the app, and you can get coupons sent to your phone that you can use while ordering online on your phone. Pretty sweet deal. One more time. Let me down one more time.
That's... Hey, you grew up in the state. You're a Georgian, okay?
I am.
Okay. Is that what Atlanta pro sports teams do to you? Man, they will let you down.
Man, it's hard. Like I have honestly considered becoming a college football fan free agent. Like I really have had that thought where I have said, okay, I'm gonna go to the highest bidder. I'm gonna give my fan allegiance to the highest bidder and leave the University of Georgia.
So this is how you try to bait me into a UGA discussion. Is this?
I'm not. Travis Schlink is the new. That's the segment. Travis Schlink is the new general manager for the Atlanta Hawks. The other option they had was Chauncey Billups, who they were considering hiring, with no front office experience, no experience as a head coach,
but a
no experience in the front office.
That doesn't matter. Player.
That just because you win on the court doesn't translate to making decisions on the floor. In the front office with personnel, that would have been an awful hire. If I'm glad Chauncey Billups didn't get, I like Chauncey Billups, but that's a bad hire, man. Like, he's got zero. You don't hire people to run your show if they don't know how to do it, if they've never done it before.
See, you're trying to bait me up today. So first of all, you try to bait me into a UGA discussion about free agent college football fans, and now you're taking shots at one of my championship Pistons, Chauncey Billups. I mean, eventually he's going to be in the front office in the NBA.
Okay, and he should work his way up, starting at a low position, to learn how the front office works versus someone just saying, "Hey, man, you have zero experience, not in this position, not in any position at all, even similar to it, or even in a front. You haven't even interned. Run my franchise." That's ridiculous.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Computer issues? No problem. Let the pros at Network Monkeys take away the stress and get your PC running back to top shape. Whether it be virus removal, custom builds, upgrades, or whatever, if it has to do with a computer, Network Monkeys has you covered. And now Network Monkeys offers tutoring for those of us that are less than tech savvy. 3831 Community Road, 912-466-0906, or online at networkmonkeys.com.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineer hardwood flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simons, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip. You're in the game.
Welcome back to the game. I'm Kip Branch with Jason Bishop, and we're having some great during the break debates. But now we're going to go into the week in review with my man, Jay Bish.
And here we go. Will the Braves still have Bartolo Colon bobblehead day when they release him? Bucks head coach Dirk Cutter apologized because he hurt Falcons fans' feelings in a tweet about them blowing the Super Bowl.
They did.
Here's an idea. Don't blow a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl.
LeBron passed Jordan as the all-time leading playoff scorer.
Not in rings.
Because LeBron is better.
No, he's not.
Florida has added Alabama to their 2020 schedule. Oh, wait, not that Alabama. I'll do it again with the same excitement. Florida has added South Alabama to its 2020 schedule. Former UCF lineman Ja Reed is suing the university for using his likeness at camps. My question is, why would a school use an offensive lineman to promote camps? At least use Blake Bortles' likeness since he went there. But wait, same result. Warriors-Cavs in finals. I didn't see that coming. The campus carry bill was passed by Governor Nathan Deal. It is now legal to carry your gun to a college tailgate on campus. Get your Snapchat ready. Yeah. And these are my thoughts.
Oh, boy. Okay, we're going to say this live on the air. LeBron James is not a better basketball player than Michael Jordan, and we've been taking it. We've been doing this during the break. So you just brought it up, and you said he's better. There's no way he's a better basketball player than Michael Jordan. No way. That's like saying Peyton Manning's a better quarterback than Tom Brady. No way.
Peyton Manning does have more physical tools than Tom Brady, but Tom Brady is a better clutch player than
Peyton
Manning.
He's a better player. If you're a better clutch player, then you're a better player.
My argument is this. Here's a great way to try to rationalize what I'm saying for this to make sense. Okay. For those folks that are just stuck in the 80s and 90s and will refuse to give LeBron his due. Here's the thing. If I'm picking on a playground, okay? If I'm picking on a playground and I have watched two games, it only happened two games, one game. This is a Brave segment, by the way, so we got to get to the Brave after this. Okay, so I'm getting ready to go onto the court to play and I have to pick players, okay?
Okay.
I watch Michael Jordan play. I don't know anything about them. I don't know their names.
Okay.
All right. I don't know how many championships they've won or any of that.
Okay.
I'm only watching them play. I watch Michael Jordan play, and I watch LeBron James play. This is what I say to myself when I'm getting ready to make a decision on who I'm picking to go run the next game with me. Michael Jordan, that guy, Michael Jordan, gosh, man, that guy's really good. He can play really good defense. He can score. That guy has a killer instinct in him. That's going to be a tough choice. The other guy, LeBron James, man, he's a really good player. He's really good defensively. He can score. He can pass. He can play any position that I need him to play. He can shoot. He can play down low. That guy can do more than this guy. I'm going to take him, which is LeBron. That's my rationale. Take everything out of it except for skill set. LeBron's a better player. Skill set.
His skill set. He's better than Michael Jordan.
Yes.
We disagree. We will just agree to disagree. You're from this PlayStation generation, man. We'll debate this.
This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Express Lube and Alan Tucker. Any of your legal needs, disputes, Alan Tucker, that's your man. He'll take care of you. Brave segment. Let's do that because that's what we're supposed to be doing in this segment.
That shouldn't take long.
Yeah. Braves trade for Matt Adams. Freddie Freeman goes down. They trade for Matt Adams. He wasn't playing in St. Louis. The two positions that he played, the Cardinals had gone different directions, mm-hmm. better players. So the Braves, this is a really good move for Atlanta because if the Braves continue to play, they played pretty well here recently. They've clawed their way to four games under 500. They're 6.5 out in the division. 6.5 in the wild card, 7.5 in the division. They're trending upwards. Matt Adams, if the Braves continue to win, Freddie Freeman's going to come back, and then you're going to have Matt Adams coming off the bench or spot starting. So it's a really good player to have to come off your bench. Two, if the Braves don't continue to win and the trade deadline comes, you traded for Matt Adams low because he was a bench player with St. Louis. He comes over here. He produces for Atlanta. You're going to be able to trade him high come trade deadline. So you're going to get more back for what you gave for him if it comes to that.
Do the Braves, 21-25 right now, six and a half games out in the East. There's only one team in the East over 500, by the way, and that's the Nats. If the Braves are in the wild card hunt at the All-Star break, at the trading deadline, do they go out and try to get an arm at the deadline? Because they got to have – I actually like the Braves' offensive lineup. The Braves, I turned them off last year before Memorial Day. This year, I'm going to keep watching them. So my question to you, Jay Bish, is do the Braves go out at the trading deadline and get a pitcher?
I think that depends on the circuit. Where are they?
I mean, they're in the wild card. I mean,
the wild card hunt.
Yeah, I don't think they can beat the Nationals in the East. Do you? I don't think they can make up 6.5. The Nationals are a good team with quality pitching.
Well, they're 7.5 in the East, 6.5 in the wild card. But the thing with the wild card is there are a ton of teams in front of them.
Right.
Where the Nats are in the East as far as teams in front. So you're directly chasing the Nats, who is in your division, and you're going to play a ton.
Right.
Versus the wild card, you're closer to that second spot in the wild card, but gosh, there are like four teams in front of you.
But do the Braves go out and get a pitcher to try to win now? And that will tell me a lot about the Atlanta Braves. Do they want to win? They've got a lot of young arms in the system, but they're not ready yet to come up to the major league level. So do the Braves try to get them a pitcher to try to get into playoff hunt this year?
I think that depends on where they are. I can't really answer that question without knowing that, because this is a team that I feel like is still in rebuild mode. We still want to add pieces to get better. I think that's where the Braves are. Now, if they're holding one of the two wild card spots, they make the decision to go get an arm in their bullpen or in their starting rotation and probably upgrade the bullpen as well. If the Braves are more than four games out of the wild card or the division, then they're going to be sellers instead of buyers.
Okay.
Because right now you've got Los Angeles, Arizona, and Los Angeles get the two wild card spots. Los Angeles is 29-20 with the second, and so Atlanta has Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Cincinnati in front of them before they can even look at the Dodgers.
Cincinnati's going to fold. They're not going to do. The Cardinals are a team that's going to get better during the season.
Always do.
And, you know, that NL West is a good division. There's two or three teams over 500 out there in that division, so that's a good division. But the Braves, I actually like the direction the Braves are heading. I know I was a little, you know, talking about Atlanta sports, but the Braves are actually doing things the right way. Whereas other teams, you know, like the Hawks, that they never seem to do things the right way, in my opinion. But the Braves are going in the right direction.
Hey, Jason Bishop here. And you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breaststick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Want something special for mom for Mother's Day? Or that perfect gift for that soon-to-be grad? Cunningham Jewelers has your solution. Pearl sets starting at $99. Whether it's for mom, your daughter, your girlfriend, or wife. Cunningham Jewelers has the perfect pearl set for her. And Cunningham Jewelers even has baby sets. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
Mom, I'm going swimming at Roscoe's house because our pool's not ready yet.
Give it up.
Let Crystal Pool Service get your pool up and running this summer. We can do in one day what it takes you a week to accomplish. Afraid of the cost? You might be surprised just how affordable it is. You might also want to compare prices on the big chain store supplies to those at Crystal Pool Service. But when you do, remember, we deliver them to your door free. Call 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service. It's your pool. It's our business.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The Brunswick High Pirate baseball team will have a new coach next season. The Pirates hired current softball coach Brian Crawford. Crawford will replace the retiring Al Audi. The Frederica soccer team went down to Heritage 3-1 in the GISA state championship game. Another successful season for the Knights. Glen Academy soccer's Katie Waters and Brunswick High football's Ty Henson received the Regional Positive Athlete Award this past week. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSC Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
It's the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Floors and More, Fox's Pizza Downtown, and Second Amendment Gun Emporium. By the way, Second Amendment, huge Memorial Day sale going on Monday. Guns a few dollars over cost, and here's even better. Walk in the door, say that Kip or myself sent you, and they're going to give you an additional discount off any accessories and ammo.
That's
good
nice.
Deal. Yeah.
Good deal.
Segment also brought to you by Parkwood Podiatry and Big City Cleaners. They'll take care of any dry cleaning needs that you need. And so now this is the kind of the segment I've been dreading. Getting into the whole show since we've done the LeBron Jordan thing in segment one, which has now dominated the show. It wasn't intended to, but that's just like, you know, this is what Kip does, is he'll figure something out, one thing, and then it dominated Victor Cruz a couple weeks ago. Let's not forget about that. Victor Cruz dominated the whole we did a whole segment on Victor Cruz, and it wasn't even on the schedule. It wasn't even listed for us to talk about, and we ended up doing a whole segment on Victor Cruz, and it started throughout the entire segment. Every segment we did after that, Victor Cruz somehow came up. Kip's done it again with LeBron and Jordan.
I just figured it out, Jason.
Oh, boy.
You have a hard time connecting what intangibles means to being a great player. When you bring those intangibles to the table.
Okay.
Victor Cruz, like 2 weeks ago, he brings something to the table that's not in that locker room. That's not in that locker room. It's called the process and knowing how to win a championship because he's been part of a championship team. Michael Jordan can write the book on that. Okay? I'm not sitting here. LeBron James is the second best player probably of all time.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably? If you're not comfortable with LeBron James being the best player ever and Jordan being the second best, then you at least have to be comfortable with Jordan being the best and LeBron being a clear-cut second. There's a probably.
I mean, I'm just thinking.
Probably?
I'm sitting here debating in my mind the championships that LeBron's won. Okay, he won two in Miami, okay, that he probably wouldn't have won if Wayne wasn't on the roster. But
does, you know, Magic win those championships without Worthy and Kareem? Nope.
I didn't even bring Magic up. You brought Magic up. But by the way, Magic's a top five player, in my opinion, all time, too. In fact, LeBron James, to me, is Magic Johnson probably on steroids. I mean, I don't mean don't
okay.
Just take that.
Okay,
little.
Okay. So what you're saying is Magic Johnson, in your opinion, is a top five player,
right?
And LeBron James is better than Magic Johnson.
I think so.
Okay, we're making progress now.
Yeah.
Yes, we're. See, this is good, Kip. This is how you talk things out.
Hey, we're talking it out.
Okay, so we've at least established now that LeBron's in the top four.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
LeBron. You can't deny what LeBron James is.
Good. This is good.
But I just think that I don't know that LeBron in the era that Jordan and Bird and all those guys played in, I don't know if he's the dominant player he is today in that area. In that era, excuse me.
Okay, I want
to I don't know. Because back then, people cut your heart out to win, and the game has changed. It's all about money now. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
The NBA era that Jordan played in was a lot more of a physical era in the NBA than what there is now. I'm not debating that.
Right.
But I think that if you're going to fall into the trap of debating this player is better because he played in this era.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that the era that LeBron is in now playing and dominating is not as good as the era that Jordan played in. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, yeah. Again, let me finish my thought on that, because if you want to fall into that trap of this player is better because he played in a different era that was different or a better era, however you want to do it.
You can't even touch guys now. It's a foul.
And that was my point. Okay. Steph Curry now, the NBA rules as far as the ability of the defense to check a player is much, much different than it was in Jordan's era. Steph Curry in Jordan's era would have been a phenomenal player, would have been one of the 10 best players in the league, but would not be conversationally, it would not be in the conversation as the best player in the league, which he is now, if he played in that era with those rules.
Well, since you brought up Steph.
But Steph is still a really good player, and he plays in this era. So to sit there and say that's the case is Steph. You can't make that argument because he doesn't play in that era, and he's put up the numbers that he has put up now.
Well, since we're talking about Steph, we brought him up. Steph Curry is the best pure shooter in the history of the NBA.
Agreed.
Period.
Agreed.
Any era, that translates.
We agree.
Best pure shooter, streak shooter. He's the best shooter of all time, in my opinion.
Agreed with you.
And LeBron.
We've now done two segments on this.
Okay, LeBron, he's one of the great. I'll say he's top two. He's the second best player in the history of basketball.
LeBron is?
Yes. I'll give you that.
This segment brought to you by Nats Landing, Boys Transmissions, and Urgent Med 1. Urgent Med 1 on St. Simon's Island and on Highway 341. Get in, out, on with your life. What would it take? Okay, so now that we have talked our way from top five to top four to now second best player, what would it take, not for you to admit that LeBron is better than Jordan, but what would it take for you to have a rational, educated conversation on even listening to the thought that LeBron is better? What would need to happen for you to even entertain the thought?
It can't happen, because LeBron's already lost two or three NBA finals with better supporting cast than Jordan had.
What? Jordan had Scottie Pippen.
Exactly. And LeBron,
Scottie Pippen's a top 50 player all time.
Well, I don't think so, but we can debate that on another day as well. But you know, that's just my opinion. But I think LeBron had better supporting cast in Miami. Okay, he had D Wade down there, Chris Bosh, had other players. LeBron is, from the business aspect of basketball.
Because Dennis Rodman wasn't any good.
No, Dennis Rodman is the best rebounder, probably.
Tony Kukoc was horrible.
I'm not a big Kukoc fan. But I'm just saying that from a business standpoint, LeBron probably, from a business analytical standpoint, LeBron is the best in that regard, because he always goes somewhere where he's going to have the best chance to win. When Jordan and them played, you didn't have all this free agency, and you just had to go with the cards that you were dealt.
I'm so ready for this segment to be over. How long do we have?
Right. They didn't have all this free agency back when Jordan played.
We're over a little bit 30
seconds. And now if they had free agency and could bring in these pieces like LeBron attaches himself to, Jordan would have won 74, 75 games a year. Well, they won 72 one year.
25 seconds left in the segment.
So, it's just a different era. Free agency And LeBron, the business aspect of it, he knows how to play the game. He goes places where he's going to get pieces to come in and win championships. It's a business.
If you want to make the argument on rings, Robert Horry has 3 NBA championship rings. Does that make Robert Horry one of the 10 best players, 20 best players to ever play in the NBA? The answer is
no.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call, 265-2388. The home for oysters on St. Simons, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, and don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
More Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game with Jay Bish and Kip.
Okay, mercifully, we have reached the final segment of the show. Thank you. This segment is brought to you by Coconut Kev's. Oh, we got a caller, so we're going to throw whoever this is on the air. All right, this is the game.
What's going on?
What's going on?
And I just graduated 400 students at Glenn County Stadium, and I get a call saying that y'all are talking about LeBron James in the same breath as Michael Jordan.
Well, that's because LeBron James is a better player than Michael Jordan.
You guys have absolutely lost y'all's mind.
Not Kip. Kip hadn't lost his mind because Kip has been arguing this the whole show today.
Okay. So this is the argument I made to Kip. You're watching these two guys play on the playground, and you're watching Michael Jordan play, and Michael Jordan is a great defensive player, killer instinct, all that good stuff. And so you say to yourself, okay, he's really good. Then you watch LeBron play, and LeBron's a really great defensive player, good instinct, he can pass, he can score. LeBron can play all 5 positions effectively and dominate any position that you put him in, and Jordan could not do that. He couldn't play the 5.
How many times did Jordan sit out late in the season and let his team lose by 30?
Never.
Oh, okay. See, what you're talking about is you're talking about somebody that likes the spotlight, is a front runner, okay? And I mean,
wow.
Jordan is a winner. He's a winner, and he's the best defensive back. I mean, defensively, just between the two, you can't even compare him defensively. And please don't act like LeBron.
Did you
James
see the play that LeBron James started. Made in the finals of this past season, which almost single-handedly saved them from losing the finals of blocking Draymond Green on the backboard at the
that
end of Game 7?
I'm not saying he's
okay,
not,
just
I'm
wanted
not
to make sure
LeBron
that was
James is not one of the better players ever. He is not better than Michael Jordan.
Is he? Okay.
He's not
are
as
you
good as Michael Jordan?
Are you willing to at least say? Because Kip is, I've got Kip talked into this. Are you comfortably able to say to yourself, Michael Jordan is the best player ever, and LeBron is a clear-cut second, not even close?
No.
See, that's ridiculous.
No, he's not a clear-cut second.
He's also trying to tell me that Scottie Pippen's a better player than D-Wade.
Now, that didn't come out. I don't know where
you're talking. You said he was a top 50 player of all time.
But realistically, yeah probably Scottie Pippen is better than Dwayne Wade because he can do more than Dwayne Wade. Same argument.
I don't know. You're a young buck. You don't remember Magic Johnson.
I do remember Magic Johnson.
Now, you're talking about playing your five position. Magic Johnson started at center in Game 7 of the NBA Finals and won
Jordan.
In like 1981.
How many times did Jordan do that?
Magic Johnson did it. You said LeBron could do it. Magic Johnson did do it.
He did.
We're moving on to somebody else. You've already admitted that Michael Jordan's the best player ever. Now we
No, I haven't. LeBron is the best player
Johnson
to ever play.
Is a whole other animal. Now you're talking about. You said LeBron could do. Magic Johnson did do.
I've had my show hijacked. This has been
you're
nothing.
You're a young buck.
Nothing
you don't
but LeBron
the 80s
and Jordan.
And the
whole show.
Team, the Dream, Olajuwon. I can name them. I can keep on going, but
these
jokers here do not play basketball. Let me explain something to you. Had LeBron come rolling in there in the late 80s against the Pistons with some of this foolishness he's doing now, he wouldn't have played all the games he's playing. He has to sit out games now.
Say that again.
He wouldn't have played half the games.
You brought up
Remember
my Pistons. Say that again,
yeah,
my man.
Yeah. When the Pistons were the bad boys, and they were beating up Larry Bird because he got old, hacking him and all, had the Jordan rules going. There wasn't no layups. All these little finger rolls and layups, that junk wouldn't have happened back when Michael Jordan played.
They beat the Celtics, by the way, because they were better than the Celtics. It wasn't because Larry Bird was old. He was still in his prime when they were getting them beatings.
He got a little old.
This segment is brought to you by Coconut Kev's and Watermarks Printing. I've lost control of the show. Like, I don't have any control whatsoever of what's going on. And it's all because people don't want to admit that Michael Jordan is not as good as LeBron James.
He's better. It's not even a debate.
He's not as good. He's better.
Yeah. It's not even a debate.
There's no debate. Yeah. I don't even know where. Do you even watch basketball?
Obviously, I do because I can see past just a player winning rings.
Oh, no.
LeBron is a better all-around player than Michael Jordan. End of conversation. Like, I don't understand how that's debatable.
Michael
LeBron
Jordan
can do more than what Jordan did. What Jordan did, he was really good at.
Let me break this down for you.
But LeBron does more.
Let me break this down real quick. If you put LeBron James and Michael Jordan in an MMA ring, when both in their prime, Michael Jordan knocks him out in the first round.
Oh, yeah, I don't have any doubt about that. Just
LeBron
toughness,
can't even
toughness.
Finish the season, man. And they play fairy tale league basketball now. He can't even finish the season with that. Sitting out games, watching his team. How can you sit there and watch your team get beat by 30?
And then people hollering at him in the huddle. Yell at Michael Jordan in the huddle in the 80s and see what happens.
This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Country Club, Network Monkeys, and Cunningham Jewelers. Yeah. I've lost all control. So we actually do have another segment that we're supposed to be doing right now that's not Michael Jordan and LeBron James. But obviously, I don't have control over the show.
Well, let's talk about Magic Johnson and LeBron James. That's more equitable.
I think LeBron's Magic Johnson on steroids. That's what I said earlier in the show.
I think LeBron.
You're probably about right.
I think if you're in the boat of that Michael Jordan is hands down the best player,
I don't think there should be any conversation that LeBron is not at least a clear-cut second if you're in that boat. And if you're not willing to come that far to say that LeBron is a clear-cut second-best player in the history of the game, then I don't really think that you understand NBA basketball.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I know that Bill Russell had many championships.
Championships. Okay. So did Robert Horry. Robert Horry is the best 20 player ever?
No.
Robert Horry played. He was a journeyman.
But he had a bunch of rings.
Well, he played with Shaq and Kobe.
Bill Russell was not a journeyman.
No, I mean,
had a bunch of rings. If we're making the argument on rings,
a lot of good players.
They don't have
the argument on rings. Robert Horry's got a ton.
They don't have Bill Russell and Kareem on PlayStation, man. So they don't understand.
All right. Well, caller, thanks for calling in. We got to get moving on this other segment stuff. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for listening.
Again, I'm going to call back.
Thank you for listening to the show. Okay, so we've got to do this really, really fast because we are literally up against almost having no time left because the show got hijacked. Okay, our quick hit segment. I got at least wanted to get these two things in. Jalen Simpson from Frederica Academy and Jashaun Sheffield from Frederica Academy have been offered by Virginia Tech.
That's great. Jared Davis, OTA this week, stood out for the Detroit Lions.
By the way, Victor Cruz, thank goodness, has signed a contract with the Bears for 1 year and not the Jaguars. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
What does Greg McGarrity do with the Georgia baseball program?
I don't know.
Yep.
Oh, there's our cue. We got to get. See, that's what happens. We're short on time, and now we got to go. This has been The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You've been listening to The Game with Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch. Follow The Game on Facebook and look for the podcast on SouthernSportsEdition.com. The Game will be back next week on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names, Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, ATTY.com.
Want something special for mom for Mother's Day or that perfect gift for that soon-to-be grad? Cunningham Jewelers has your solution. Pearl sets starting at $99, whether it's for mom, your daughter, your girlfriend, or wife. Cunningham Jewelers has the perfect pearl set for her, and Cunningham Jewelers even has baby sets. Cunningham Jewelers located in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
So here we are, slaving away at station WXYZ. We have this ad to do for a crystal ball service. Let's see. Okay, here we go. For your next close call, call Crystal Ball.
I hate to break it to you, but that's a crystal pool service.
No, let me see that. Well, that does make a difference now, doesn't it?
Tried to tell you.
Stop it.
Got anything for a pool service?
Oh, yeah, that's real easy. For a crystal pool, call Crystal Pool at 262-9260.
You just made that up.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.